Hello, my name is Michael Grinder, and I'm talking to you from the United States. I'm pleased to announce that I'll be doing a program in Germany on the 17th and 18th of May. It's called The Power of Influence. You're probably listening to this podcast on the website of our sponsor, Twin. Contact them, of course, to register. Why is it called The Power of Influence, and what does it cover? It actually has a very interesting background where that title comes from. I've always been interested in nonverbal communication, how we use our eye contact or when we don't want to use it, our voice patterns, hand gestures, body position, and especially breathing. How does that affect the communication between people? And the inspiration for this particular course comes from a saying that was on the Berlin Wall, and it was collected by someone who, the year before the wall came down, went along and took beautiful pictures of the fine graffiti that we had on the wall. One particular saying on the wall is the inspiration for our program. The full saying on the wall was that we are in love with the influence of power, and we need to be in love with the power of influence. What's the difference between influence and power? Hopefully, the last election in the United States is moving us towards a world where we're using more influence and less power. Power is when you're more verbal, and nonverbals are the way to communicate in everyday conversation a persuasion, a cooperativeness that we need to have in order to gain full buy-in from all parties in a communication. During this 2 days, we're going to go over the nonverbals of when you make eye contact and when not to, and the effect of both. We're also going to be talking about the idea of voice patterns. One voice pattern is called credible. It's the one that is used by pilots and airplanes. It's a flat kind of voice that curls down at the end of anything that it says. It communicates, the effect it has, is that it's a one-way communication. The person is indicating they're not open for input. The second kind of voice pattern we're going to cover during this 2-day program is called the approachable voice. And it's the one used by flight attendants. It's when your head goes up and down and your voice rolls a little bit. This voice pattern indicates that you're seeking information. You want input from someone else. In addition to whether to make eye contact or not, your two voice patterns, we will also cover the whole arena of gesturing, body posture, breathing. And as a special treat, we're going to go into our now famous book on cats and dogs. It's been translated into German, and it talks about how to understand communication and people in a group setting and one-on-one in terms of using our everyday knowledge of household pets. Some people are more dog-like, which is the same as the flight attendant, and some people are more cat-like, which is the same as the pilot. We'll go into how do you establish and maintain relationships with the dog people at work and at home and with the cat people at work and at home. I'm looking forward to sharing with you all this knowledge of nonverbal communication, group dynamics, cats and dogs. Come prepared to learn what you already know and refine it, and then to walk away with new skills you never thought of before. My pleasure to talk with you. Look forward to seeing you on the 17th and 18th of May. Thank you, Twin, for your sponsorship.